That's the ideal position to be in when, like, you're just so fucking irrelevant, it doesn't matter what you say.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's scrutinizing it anymore because they're like, yeah, look at him.
Yeah, yeah,
his dick doesn't work.
Who cares?
He just wants to sit on a porch and spit at people.
Yeah, whittle, wear flannel tucked into sweatpants, your wife's socks.
Whittling? How about diddling? You know, I got a little tiny, a 3.5-inch boy that I molest.
Is that what Geppetto is doing?
Science has created a way to have just a man that doesn't grow taller than 9.5 inches, and I hold him in my lap, and I just molest his little penis. I just suck on his little penis.
Tiny
on
little.
They're like, well, there's old man Mullen diddling on that on his porch again.
Help
it's
me.
Beautiful summer afternoon, boys.
Tell him to stop sucking my dick. Please, please save me from this man. He's a monster.
Like, I'm sorry, but he spent the money to have a tiny man to molest. He just wants to sit there and diddle.
Damn. That would suck to be that little guy getting molested.
Well, and that's the ethical question of the day. Is it wrong to use science to create a tiny little man that you molest on your porch all day
I think
long. This asshole, this little tiny asshole that you shove
you fuck with your
toothpicks
pinky?
In.
Oh, yeah. Toothpicks.
Yeah, well, you suck on his tiny little fucking 3.5-millimeter dick. So just lick on it. It's his whole, your tongue just enveloping the entire middle part of his body. You can put both of his feet and legs in your mouth and suck his body off.
And you can kind of feel his dick on the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, just getting hard. Just flossing your teeth with his little dick.
I'm back in
He's
now.
Like, stop this. I do not. Stop it right now. Please, somebody help me.
So you're saying it's an ethical conundrum.
Yes.
Now, so I think that maybe at
really,
a certain
I'm going to do a TEDx talk where we get to the bottom of whether or not I'm allowed to make a tiny little 10-inch man who I molest on my porch.
I bet you he could fuck you up, though, because if he got his hands in your eyes and, like, pulled it out.
He wouldn't be able to do that.
Why not? Is he is he weak?
Also, they should be able to hurt you in some way. Other way, it's not molestation.
I think.
Is that so?
Right.
Yeah.
Babies can't hurt you. Is that?
If they can't fight back in any capacity, it's not a challenge.
So it's not molestation.
I think that you got you got to live in fear that you can't fall asleep because the little man might crawl up your ear or your nostril and then try to stab you in the brain.
Yeah.
And thus end your life.
Yeah.
So you
keep him in a little man fuck cage.
So it's pretty much equal fight. You know,
like
fair
that. Because honestly, you know, it's funny. If Netflix were having a meeting about what's appropriate and inappropriate, and there was a guy there that's like, you know, he's got a 10-inch man, and he's sucking his penis or whatever. And he's like, go on, I'm listening. They wouldn't know what to do with that.
Right.
That's true.
They wouldn't fire him immediately because, first of all, they would say, where did he get this?
The science is interesting. Yeah. How did you get a man that small, number one? I don't like, listen, I do not like what you're doing with him, but I need
it's
to
rude.
Know where you got him.
It's incredibly rude.
Let me be on the record. I don't like what's going on, how much of his fucking body you have in your mouth.
Josh Brolin is scared. The actor is riding high, starring in blockbusters. Is that a problem? No, it isn't. No interest in reading the rest of that. That is a failure of journalism.
What kind of article?
What kind of lead is this?
Shouts out to Nick's best friend, Josh Brolin.
Yeah, who did compliment me, by the way. A
he
highlight
said,
of
good
my career.
Set?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like,
3 years ago?
Hey, you got a really beautiful body.
He said that?
I don't remember him saying that.
He said, I want to put you in a little cage. I want to shrink it down to 10 inches.
I just remember you.
Okay, why don't you come over to Hollywood? We got this device to shrink people down in 10 inches. Just get in the machine. It's how we can. We got to take you to this island where you can do auditions, but we can't have you on the flight log because you know this is a big opportunity. We don't want people finding out who the next star is going to be before it's time. So we have to shrink you down to 10 inches, and then we'll put you in a little, you know, dop kit, and we'll sneak you to the island. And
is that
then,
what happened?
And then
you?
We'll bring you back to normal size.
Oh, okay. Wait.
And then that's where you can meet David Geffen, Brian Singer, Garth Ancier, David Newman.
Uh-huh. And Rick Moranis, and inventor of the shrinking machine.
The rest of the men we call star makers.
The star makers.
Yes, and Rick Moranis, inventor of the shrinking machine.
Yeah, people
Thank
said
you.
He quit Hollywood to raise his family
no,
after his wife died.
No.
He was fucking children. children.
He got way too into shrinking the kids, dude.
Yeah, Rick Moranis' wife died of cancer. It's like, huh, maybe you shouldn't have been doing weird experiments in the attic with radioactivity. Yeah,
strange.
All the time.
With your children.
Possibly the issue was shrinking and unshrinking your wife repeatedly.
The way he,
Rick Moranis.
The way he discovered it is the guy, he was trying
the asshole who thinks movies are real. I guess Patton Oswalt's wife died. Maybe you shouldn't have put your rat penis Yeah, maybe she would have been
toxic shock syndrome if you weren't a rat crawling in her pussy.
Living under her hat and tugging on her hair to control which direction she walks around. Just so you could make a nice dinner for a weird French guy.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, maybe maybe that would have prevented it.
I like the idea of Rick Moranis trying to do the shrink ray because he was just trying to shrink his wife's pussy a little bit.
Yeah.
So his dick felt a little bigger.
Yeah. Honey, I finally made the kids a size that it won't destroy your vagina. Oh,
God. When they go back into it.
You don't know what a femme fatale is?
That is what a femme fatale is.
No, it's not.
The traditional French.
A femme fatale is a woman that goes into a private detective's office and blows cigarette smoke in his face and says, you know, I want you to fuck me as if you were my husband on camera. I was like, I didn't know why, but I did it anyways. And then his boss comes in, they're like, what are these pictures of you fucking a 14-year-old? And he's like, I thought she was 17. He's like drinking down at the docks.
I knew there was something different about this name.
She walked into my office like a 10-inch tall man who could just suck off all day long on your porch.
I've never seen a bro.
I think my husband's cheating on me. Don't worry, miss. We'll get to the bottom of this.
I watched LA Confidential last night.
Excuse me. As soon as she left, I pulled that tiny man right out of my desk. It's a hardball detective.
She was talking, I needed a break to go suck off that little man's dick.
If I listen to this broad for one more second, I was going to put my revolver in my mouth and pull the trigger. Excuse me for a second, Toots. I got some business to attend to. Please, senor, do not suck me off again.
What's his name?
Shut up, Diego.
Diego the little man?
Diego's the little man.
Yeah.
He sucked my
It is
body.
So hard in the drawer, but it is worse to be sucked off in this Los Angeles heat. To be stored next to your Rolodex and your tinctures. Why do you have so many tinctures?
Wait, in
I put them behind the Rolodex.
Tinctures?
Tinctures. I picked up the dictaphone and explained to my assistant, I'm not going to be taking any calls for the next 10 minutes. So I got to figure something out. It's just him down by the aqueduct writing down when the water comes out. It's like, of course, they're stealing it from the valley. Please, senor, stop sucking me off.
I'm thinking. This is how I think.
Oh, fuck.
Elementary, Watson.
Every great detective sucked off a little man. Through history, that's their chair. That's their fucking
Instead
secret,
of pipes,
dude.
They just have a 10-inch man that they suck. They just suck his little dick. Just put his little legs in their mouth.
Please stop, sir. Yeah.
Just licking his whole face, his whole head. So it's just covered in saliva. Come here, you little sexy bastard. Your little sexy body in my mouth.
Like, what even sexual gratification would you get out of sucking
just
off
a little Ken doll man? Yeah.
It's all about the power, man. It's the
like
power.
Like putting a Ken doll made out of flesh in your mouth.
10 inches is a... Yeah, I guess that's a Ken doll.
Yeah.
That's pretty big, actually.
You never... Yeah,
for
I guess...
a little man.
Yeah.
I guess...
Just sucking and licking on him like ice cream. I'm sorry, Mr. Matthews. Could you please stop sucking on that tiny man? While I'm
sorry,
describing
Mr.
my
Feeny.
Case. Listen, Toots. Either we can do things my way or we do them the highway. What's the highway? It's 1932. It's a thing that's going to be invented by the bad guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. You know what would be fun is they do the Oscars, but instead of that little statue... You get a live, tiny gold man that you can suck off.
Yeah, like but he's alive.
Yeah. I want to thank all of the women who have put up with so much in this industry so that we could have this moment together. Please, Frances McDormand, do not suck me off.
Frances.
Please, Francesca, do not suck me off. It's a little gold man that gets sucked off.
Okay,
here you go. Her Oscar speech last year sucked.
It,